Good afternoon. Thank you for calling Archtop Fiber. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear your name.
CJ, can you hear me better?
Yes, I can now, CJ. My
Okay.
name is Lieutenant Scott St. John. Just call me Scott.
Hi, Scott. How are you?
I'm fine. How you doing?
Doing okay. What can I help you with today?
Well, I've been trying to get into your service online, and I keep getting bounced, and I don't know why it's bouncing me when I try and fill in the last part, so I decided to give you a telephone call to get it straight.
Absolutely. Okay. If you want, I can go through the entire process with you.
That'd be good.
Great.
Do I need to do this online, or just I want to just do this with you
Yeah, no,
and get a
I'm gonna do it on your behalf.
All right.
All right, so I'll need a little bit of information. Firstly, what is the best phone number to call you back in the event that we get disconnected, please?
If you want to call me and get disconnected, the one that you're watching right now, which is 845-247-7002.
Perfect. And what is your service address, please?
55 East Bridge Street, Sardard East, New York. 12477-19038.
That's awesome. Take it, trucker?
Say again?
Usually that's trucker lingo.
No, it's a, I'm a paramilitary.
Oh, that makes more sense. Yeah,
I
my
also
significant
fly.
other was airborne, so Army.
Yeah, and I fly also, so
That's awesome.
we all get to see all the fun things.
So I am seeing on 55 East Bridge Street that there's several apartment numbers.
Yes, ma'am, I'm 103.
103, okay. And this is a home, correct?
Yes, sir. Indeed.
So I am seeing that the in-service date will be towards the end of July, just so that you're aware.
Okay.
So we'll definitely be able to order it, and then once we get closer to that date, we'll give you a call just to kind of set it up, okay?
Perfect.
Awesome. And just bear with me. If you hear a couple moments of silence, I'm just getting through it.
That's no problem. I'd love to know why we got bounced, though, at some point. Online, that is.
Yeah, I'm not 100% sure, but I do know that we can go ahead and do it on our end. It's possible that when it comes to the end, it'll just say responses have been saved because it's a pre-order. It's not an order to set up an appointment.
No, it didn't do that for me. It just wouldn't let me do it. I'd write it down. I did everything I was supposed to do. Then I get to that last place where I punch it. We're supposed to continue to, get paid, and boom, I do that. It wouldn't take me
Okay.
two places where I could put my card in.
Okay, that's interesting, but I'll definitely notate that and pass that on up just so that they can verify that things are going smoothly on that end.
All righty.
Okay, and were you aware of the different plans that we offer? We offer the 1 gig for $79.99, the 2 gig for $99.99.
Well, as I understand it, that you've got the 1 gig for $69.99 if you pick it up now on the special. And
Correct, yes. So that's if you enroll in auto pay and paperless billing with your checking account.
okay, well, I'd love to do that. The only thing I'd like to do is make sure when the money's going to come out so that it'll be there.
Typically, it's on the day of, like your billing period would start on the day that these services are installed.
Okay, well then I guess we'll have to set that up so that it's a good time. Because what I do need to have is either towards the end of the month or towards, the 10th, something like that, between the 10th and the end of the month.
Absolutely, and we can schedule your install for around that time as well.
All right.
When it
Now,
comes closer to August.
perfect.
Okay. And were you interested in any Wi-Fi extenders by chance? I'm not sure how large your home is.
No, I have a small area,
Okay.
and I don't have too many hungry devices right now.
No worries. And did you want to set up phone service, like landline service?
No, ma'am, I already have that. I have that through Magic Jack. I just plug it into, the existing service. Once you give me internet, I just plug in my little LAN and it does its thing.
Okay, perfect. And do you own or rent the property?
I rent.
Do you know the owner's name by chance?
She was Michael Pontillo, but it's the A1 Property Management.
I'll put it as A1 Property Management. And do you happen to have their email address or their phone number?
Not right in front of me, but I can pull it up for you during the course of the conversation. Or are you going to need to change screens?
I definitely need the phone number before we can continue. The email is optional.
Hold on just a second. I know I got both somewhere, but I'm not in front of my desk. So let me use my other phone here.
I appreciate it. I'm sorry.
That's not a problem. Let's see. I know. Hang on just a second.
Okay, no worries.
Do they say, walk with me?
Yes.
That's just exactly what I'm
doing. The walk and talk. I love it.
I'm just doing the walk and talk because it's so much easier just to walk down the hall. And I know that the telephone number is on the wall. I don't have to fuss. Okay, here we go. That's 845-247-8763.
Perfect.
478763.
Perfect. Thank you so much for that. And is your billing address different than your service address by chance?
No, they're the same.
Okay. And, all right, I know that you go by Scott, but what is your first full name, please?
First full name is Scott.
Oh, okay. And the last name, please?
St. John, STJOHN.
And, of course, there's a space in between, right?
Right, there you go.
And the best email for you, please?
Okay, that's shamash@verizon.net.
Okay, so that's shamash@verizon.net, correct?
Affirmative.
All right. And the phone number that you gave me, the one ending in 7002, is the best that you would like on the account?
That's my hard number. Then you can't send SMSs to it.
Okay. Would you prefer your cell as your primary?
Yeah, why not?
Okay. What is your cell phone, please?
Okay, that's 845-430-8629.
Thank you very much for that. And how may we contact you? Did you prefer phone, email, or text?
I like text, but I'll take both. If you can do both, it's great. If
yeah,
you can
absolutely.
Do... Okay, both.
I can choose all three if you wanted.
Okay. That'll happen. That's good, too.
Okay.
Nothing like having it real.
Oh, absolutely. So just so that you're aware, for the text at Archtop Fiber, we can notify customers via text messaging with important information, such as install appointments, updates about your order status, and billing updates. By opting in to receive text messages, you will be able to confirm your installation appointment via text. And let me assure you, we only use this method for account-specific updates. We will not send you any advertisements on your cell phone unless you authorize that. You can choose to opt out at any time through your account portal and receive communication via email or phone call. Message and data rates may apply. Is that okay?
Absolutely.
Perfect. And then for the phone, do you agree to receive phone calls which may be automated and or pre-recorded from Archtop and its agents or vendors at the phone numbers provided? You may revoke this consent at any time. Consent is not a condition of purchase.
If you're going to send a robot call through, it won't reach me because the phone service I have set up is when it rings in, it's going to ask you for a number, and if you're a robot, you won't be able to press it.
Okay, no worries. But there may be automated, there may be somewhere it's just us, live people.
Okay.
So I just wanted to let you know of that.
Right. Well, that's an okay then.
Okay. And then as part of our order process, we tend to need to run a soft credit check to determine if a deposit is required. This will not affect your credit score. It's not a hard inquiry. We just need a few pieces of information to validate that you are who you say you are and to see if you are required to pay a minimal deposit prior to installation. If you want to bypass the credit check, it will automatically require a $50 deposit. Did you want
to
go through the...
I should have a decent credit check. I just checked it yesterday. I'm at 682 and I was at 704 and I got hit with a bill I wasn't supposed to, so I went to 682. So that should work.
Perfect. It will ask me for your social though in just a moment. Just to verify that you are who you are.
Can we do it with something else? I don't like to usually give my social security number out to anybody.
No, I completely understand that, but without providing that, we can't do this credit check, and at that point, it would require the $50 deposit.
Gee. It looks like we're going towards a deal breaker then.
I'm sorry.
I'm just not giving out my Social Security number to anybody.
That's understandable. Did you want to do the $50 deposit then?
Hell no. Never give money to anybody for anything you haven't seen yet.
Agreed. I can understand that.
That'd be just as crazy as the other thing. Nothing against you, mind you. It's just that I have been through enough fraud, other weird things that have happened in my life. Not saying it's that you're a company or anything. I just don't do it anymore.
No, and I completely understand that. I do apologize for that.
And that's why I was trying to do it online, because I didn't have to do that. And the first time I did it online, it showed me where I could put my credit card in and everything, and I would have been fine with that. And then it wouldn't give me that. So,
yeah.
Well, let's see. Would you like to leave that open for me in some way, if you could, CJ? I have another call coming in, unfortunately.
Absolutely. Yeah, and if you want, you can just give us a call back. I have the information in the system already, so they may ask you for that information again just to verify, but...
Alrighty. Well, I may try and do this online again and see if it kicks in properly and then call in and check in with y'all. Would that work out?
Absolutely.
Great. Do you have a particular handle or a line I can reach you at?
We don't. Unfortunately, we don't have individuals. But at that point, we do have a local team, so I can definitely just let them know that you spoke with me previously, and either they can transfer you to me, or they can gather all the information. I'll let them know what we did today.
Great. Well, I'm going to go back. After I take care of this call, I'm going to go back later on and see if there's something I need to clean my phone to get through and see if I can make it happen, and then I'll give you all a call, and we'll get affirmative that way.
Perfect.
Perfect.
All right, Scott. Well, thank you so much for calling Archtop Fiber, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day, and hopefully I'll speak to you soon.
Thanks, CJ. God bless you. Take care.
You as well. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.